We showed a lot of character. We showed a lot of quality, a lot of desire. And, you know, I'm proud of them there. They gave me a real performance. If I'm honest, I'm gutted because, one, for our start that we had, because we built up a start and getting a real fast start and getting the Albion fans behind us and so on, and couldn't have had the worst possible start, really. But I'm proud of them. But I'm just disappointed in the end that we didn't go on and win the game because I felt we deserved it. I mean, I felt we deserved to win the game.
Let's talk about those early goals, because conceding in the first minute, you know, clearly not ideal, Nathan.
No, and well, it's been a theme for us, really, that we've conceded at bad times in games. When we scored, we've conceded straight away, or, you know, it couldn't have been worse, like giving them a 1-0 start. So that's something I was disappointed with. But as I say, let's go to the positives. I mean, the second half, they gave us, that was a proper Albion performance, the crowd, and we gave them something to get behind, and I thought they were magnificent. And, if I'm honest, they gave me everything today, and that's all I can ask for.
Important to score as well, just before half-time, Nathan.
Yeah. And, you know, something we worked on. Greg Alford, I played against Greg Alford for Colchester, and he used to launch them balls in, you know, for the last 10, 12 years. So something we worked on with doing that with Dunkey and then the run. So it was pleasing. But it was a good time to score. And after going 2-0 down, it was important we did get back into it for half-time. So then we give them something then to really go for.
Fitting that your skipper should get the equalising goal.
Well, he's a credit to himself. You know, he has to put up with quite a lot. You know, in what he does, he competes with Bruno, and Bruno's a fantastic player, so he competes with Bruno there. But, you know, I thought about pulling him today and getting him with me on the side and just having him to rouse people, and I felt that both jobs would be too much. But then I thought, no, he's important to us. And to be fair to him, popping up with that was fantastic for him. And yeah, fitting, but he's done that, the Albion. I remember him doing that with Dean, so it's not a shock.
Talk a bit about the crowd today, Nathan.
Outstanding. They got behind the team, but I think we gave them something to get behind. I've got to be honest with you. I'm not just going to say that they were magnificent and we didn't. No, we gave them something second half to really get behind. That's what Albion fans want. A side that goes out and attacks and tries to score goals and tries to win the game and not lose it. I just gutted about the start, because if we hadn't had the start we had, we'd have won that game. And I said we would have gone on and win that game, because I felt we had a good energy about us today and a good enthusiasm and also, you know, some good goals, because the goals were good, we know, and we had them penned back in late on, and that was, for me, an Albion home performance, and that's the pleasing thing.
I see how much it meant to you as well when that equaliser went in, you're down on your knees.
Well, I said I sometimes wear my heart on my sleeve and stuff, but I was just proud of the boys today. I was just proud of them today. I know it's a cliche and you say that, but they gave me everything, and that's all you can ask. And as I said, he only had a few days to work with them, but they gave me everything today, and that was very, very pleasing.
Talk about some of the injuries. Darren Bink going off. What's the extent of that injury, Nathan?
Well, he's had a little bit of a tight groin and some, you know, and he kind of had a little tweak on it. So we'll have to assess him and see where we are for Fulham. But as I said, he's a miss for us. But I thought Mikael Smith came in and did fantastically well up there. And he lifted the crowd a little bit, but he got in good positions, and it just would have been lovely for him to maybe nick one today.
And what about yourself, Nathan? How much did you enjoy being the man in charge today?
Yeah, I love the club. I love my job. I work hard every day for opportunities in my life and so on. And today was a fantastic opportunity to lead the team out at an unbelievable stadium, and it, you know, magnificent. A great day for me and all my family there, which was important. And I'm a greedy so-and-so, really, and I wanted 3 points today, but as I said, it wasn't to be, but I just got fantastic performance from them and the reaction I wanted, really.
And games coming thick and fast, Fulham coming up in a couple of days. What have you been told about what happens from now on in, Nathan?
Nothing really. That's up to the board and the chairman to decide and so on. I go about preparing the team for Fulham. I'm going to have an hour now where I'm going to sort of... just sit back with my family and my staff for an hour, maybe a glass of wine, and then plan for training in Fulham.